It's Shake and Bake, and I help.
I met her at the Burger King. Fell up outside the machine.
Hey, where's the meat?
We have the meat.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
This is Heartburn Honeys with Jason and Stephanie and food.
You ate it, Ralph.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. We are in my car. And we are getting ready to head to a graduation party over in the Metro Parks area. And I really don't know where I'm going, so...
I'll navigate you there, but I'm still, you know.
I know. You're getting yourself
together.
Situated. We just had to stop for a graduation card. Sorry about the noise. That's my car. It's noisy. I mean, it has 143,000 miles on it. So...
it says take Ridge to Snow and then make a left. We can go around the block.
Yeah, we can.
Pharma traffic. All of the hassles of a big city with none of the amenities. So we bought a snack, Gold Emblem Buffalo Ranch flavored snack mix. Got it at the CVS, $2.99.
Mm-hmm.
It says it's bold.
It's bold.
The tangy, spicy flavor.
Is the font on it bold?
No, it's surprisingly just straightforward and not kitschy.
I mean, if you're going to do so, you know, if you're going to say something's bold, then, you know.
No, I approve of this packaging. This is great packaging. So, Buffalo Ranch flavor.
Okay.
It's Cleveland, so we love our ranch. Ranch seasoned chickpeas, mm-hmm. Buffalo seasoned almonds, and cheddar crisps.
Okay, well... Lower some into my hand. Again, apologies for the noise. It's my car. It's loud.
Oh, yeah. It's got these, like, you know, those fried mm-hmm. cheese things that are snacks now.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Oh, that ranch hits you real hard right off
the
bat.
Oh, yeah.
Not, like, in a great way. I actually don't really care for ranch. But mixed in with other flavors, it's usually fine.
Okay, no.
Well, these are cute houses back here. Mm-hmm. It's almost like a different city.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see if I could actually make it now to...
Left on Snow.
Yes, I know.
If you can.
I mean, I just have to get to... I know where I'm heading to. I'm heading to Big Creek, but... getting to Big Creek is the challenge right now.
Okay, these are real good.
Mm-hmm.
That initial ranch flavor kind of went away.
Mm-hmm.
Thank we're you. Eating this like we're not about to eat some hot dogs or something.
No.
So
it's an appetizer.
I asked Jesse if it was potluck. Because it's Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, no, we're catering it. And I was like, what?
I wonder what the catering is.
I don't know. Wouldn't it be funny if it was your aunt?
I'm not sure if it is.
It was also just prepared for, like, burgers and dogs and, like, bring a cooler.
I think they're, this weekend they're doing case.
Well, regardless, I was the first comment on the event, and the first comment was, is this a potluck?
Is this event in Cleveland?
Well, that's the thing. So many events are like an element of bring your own whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always taken aback when someone's like, oh no, we're catering it. I'm like, what? Okay, money bags.
I'm pretty sure this is, this is.
Yeah, we turn
left.
Yep.
Yeah, because it says Parma. times. So
a funny thing about this is that we all maybe had different times for it, and then the Facebook event said one time, but I swear initially it was at 2. Mm. Although that could have been me making an assumption, but whatever. We all seem to have different times. And then the address supplied to the event was also wrong. It took you to a housing development behind the Metro Parks. So you could say it's going great. Mm-hmm. And the weather is ominous. Like, technically, it's not... There's not enough of a percentage of rain for them to say it's going to rain, but it's like rain could pop up at any minute. We've got these low clouds, and it's so humid.
Mm-hmm.
This was what it was like when I was hiking on Monday.
Could have been the problem with my prints this morning, too, is it was...
It's so muggy.
It was a little too humid. Because I lost,
Where are you? There it is. You hear the sirens and everyone's looking around like...
Oh. Oh, they're after your cousin.
I mean, it's possible. I love my cousin, but I could also see him running from the police.
You'll have to excuse me. I'm eating good and plenty.
Ooh. Yeah, the lady at CVS was telling us these were a buy two, get one free promo. Jason refused to just...
I'm not going... I'm not...
I think we make a left here. No? Oh. Creekside Shelter.
That was Snow Road.
It says we were arriving at it. My dad also didn't say Creekside Shelter.
No.
The thing about the Metro Parks is Google, like, doesn't necessarily map them once you're inside them. Huh. So you just kind of hope for the best.
Chances are we're going to end up at somebody's graduation party, whether it's the right one.
That happened to me once.
Like the family reunion.
Yeah, I showed up at the wrong family reunion. My first indication that something was wrong was that half the people there appeared to be Chinese. Now, that side of the family is not all white people, so I didn't initially think anything of it, but then I was like, I am the only white person here. I don't think this is my family reunion. They were very nice about it.
Look out for it, because I swear I just saw a street called Creekside, or, you know, Creek something, Creek View or something like that, so.
So the shelter should be there somewhere. Creekside is what we're looking for.
Mm-hmm. Also, it says Parma Heights.
Which means it should be further south.
Yes. Because we are still, I believe, we're just entering Parma Heights now. No, we're still in Parma. Isn't this riveting podcast, folks?
Will the honeys get lost?
Will the honeys get lost? Well, we have to figure out which one of us gets eaten first for survival.
We have a car full of snacks. We're 2 miles from your house. I could walk to your house.
Tune in later to find out. Good news, everyone. We didn't get lost. We're back at my house.
We did show up at the wrong party, though.
Well, because our party was just a little further down the road.
Turns out they were also confused about what pavilion they were supposed to be in, and there was almost a fight before we showed up.
And we missed it. So, we are sitting here. We made a stop at the grocery store. We got some sushi, which we've already eaten.
Yeah, we ate at the party, and... even my cousin, before we even sat down to eat, said he wasn't happy with the caterers. And the food was food.
It was edible. And we're like less than 2 minutes away from starting Columbo. So we picked up, I picked up a mix and match six pack of beer, and we picked out a couple of ciders, and they're cider boys, and I have Pineapple Hula, which is an apple pineapple hard cider.
And I've got apple and papaya and mango.
Ooh, I'm going to try yours.
Oh, yeah.
But, ooh. All right, ready?
It's good. I can't pick out really I taste the apple, but I can't really pick out the mango and papaya, but it's good. Ooh, the pineapple's very pineapple-y.
Mm-hmm. I like pineapple, so. Yeah, that's going to go down real smooth.
Yeah, these don't taste like hard ciders.
That's not going to last long.
No.
Very, very easy to drink, very enjoyable.
I also had fruit juice at the thing, so I'm going to be nice and sugared up for you.
Oh, good. So, anyway, I think that's going to do it, so... Happy snacking, everyone.
Later, taters.